Heim Baruch Hu Bechiyo Shalchinam Ani Ekve Lehem Bechiyo Ledoros. The Ramban is an interesting discussion exactly how Chazal saw this in the Pasuk. But Vidar is a Bey, that's the phrase Chazal have. Heim Baruch Hu Bechiyo Shalchinam. And Bechiyo Shalchinam might be like a Sinas Chinam. Sinas Chinam means, the Teshuvah says, that there are times when it's appropriate, when it would be appropriate to express Sinna. Ove Hashem Sinna Ra. Sinas Chinam means that a person is expressing it in an inappropriate time. So the same thing there. Bechiyo Shalchinam means there are times when it's appropriate to cry. But Hein Bochu Bechiyo Shalchinam, in the Lashon of the Chazal, Bani Ekval Lohem, Bechiyo Lederes. What's that? Ani Ekval Lohem, Bechiyo Lederes? Ani Ekval Lohem, Bechiyo Lederes. So the pshat is that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Kaveya this time to be a time for Jews will cry. That's why the first base of Mikdash we lost on tests of the second base of Mikdash. We know that there were Chazal count other tzaras that took place in Tisha B'Av. We know that in recent history there were tzaras in Tisha B'Av. So that's lachar what the Chazal is saying. And ni ekval lahem. Here Chazal introducing an idea that we are familiar with, but we don't always have a source for it. We're familiar with the idea that Chazal say that sometimes there are good times to do things and there are difficult times to do things. So where does that come from? So l'chor you have a source by Yivku Ha'om Ba'Laylahu, and Chazal darshaned that Kadosh Baruch Hu was now Kaveya that date, right? When Chazal say Man Dehavale Dina Vahadikuti, when a person has some kind of has a litigation, so he shouldn't do it in Av. So l'chor that comes from this idea, because Baruch Hu was Kaveya this time is the time for pronies. Rechmanos, when a person sits Shiva, so the Chazal say when a person sits Shiva, so for part of the Shiva is Kechera Muto Al Roshay, is it din during Yud Beis Chodesh, is a din that the person has to contend with. During the 9 days, we don't take extra risks because it's a din. So the concept that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Kaveya, that there are times that are difficult times for Klal Yisrael. So that's a chiddush. We normally would associate that with an Isser of a Kishuv. So Chazal were Kaveya over here. That's what it means. I found in Orach Chaim. Orach Chaim writes in the beginning of Perek Yud Beis in Parshas Bo, Shmos. So the first pasuk in Perek Yud Beis, Hachodesh Hazeh Lachem, Roshei Chodeshim, Rishoinu Lachem Lachashei Hashana. Right, pasuk is redundant. Hachodesh Hazeh Lachem, right, Rosh Chodeshim. L'char means this is the first month. Rishoinu Lachem Lachashei Hashana. So Rashi says it's not a chodesh, it's a chodesh, it's a new moon. So therefore the first part of the pasuk discusses the new moon, the second part discusses the Nisan is the first month. Look, it's the Medrash. So the Orach Chaim says that the pshat is ha chodesh is olachem. Achodesh Hazeh Lachem. No. Rosh Chodeshim, right? Right. This month is going to be the best of all months. It's going to be established as a tkufa for Geula. It's also Rishon Hu Lachem Lachodesh Hashan. It's the first one. But Rosh Chodeshim, like Shniya LeRosh V'Lo LeZono. Right. Like from the Teichacha. So Niya LeRosh. So that is it. Should be the best. Chodesh Lachem, so Orach Chaim is saying a chiddush that in Nisan, B'shas Yitzias Mitzrayim, because Baruch Hu was Kaveya, that the Tkuf is a Tkuf of Geula. Right? That's where the concepts come into Klal Yisrael, having a Shoah Toiva. Shoah Toiva Maslachas. That's where we have the ideas that a person can think in terms of times when one lives normally in times when one will not negotiate a certain kind of risk. Right? Why is it not an Iser Vleis Adenus? The Meitirutzim. But one approach would be that sometimes the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Kaveh is bound for us. So I found it fascinating that the Kadosh Baruch Hu was conveying this concept of good tkufos and difficult tkufos, davke in geula and golos. Davke in geula, Kadosh Baruch Hu introduced the idea of a shah toiva, a shah toiva muslachas, and davke in the first, when he was kaveya, that there's going to be a concept of golos for Klal Yisrael, of the bechin the deiros, Kadosh Baruch Hu was kaveya the concept of such a thing as a tkufa, as a bad tkufa. We're so used to it, it's hard for us to appreciate the chiddush over here. Right? It's not a logical response for the Baruch Hu. Not a logical response to say we're used to the idea of anniversaries. He said even birthdays. Right? So we're used to the idea that you come across the same, we're used to the idea of yard sites. Right? We're used to the idea of Purim. Right? So Kadosh Baruch Hu within Halacha was conveyed to the Yerim Taibim the concept of using a certain time to recollect. Right? That's the Chiddush Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us. So Alpi Nigla, that simply means that when a certain situation comes around and all the circumstances are there, so then it reminds you of what happened the last time it came around. Right? When every time September 11th comes around, so then Americans will, the fact that the circumstances remind you of a similar situation, so it draws upon emotions and draws upon thinking and introspection. Right? So Kadosh Baruch Hu was keveya that concept, which didn't have to be with the Yom Tov. Right? The bracha that a person makes when he comes to the same place that a nes happened. Right? There's a certain circumstance, it reminds you of a nes. Right? It's a hergish. So when there's an extra hergish, you can make a bracha next to hergish. Right? There's no hergish, and never had to say a bracha. But this circumstance creates a certain kind of heritage. All right. Now, so that's a concept that we're familiar with. That's Tesva of Nisan. All right. Chiddush Olam Rosh Hashanah. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not saying that every time Tesva comes around, so we're going to think back to the Chen HaRagot. Every time Shavuos of Tam is coming, we're going to think back to Shavuos HaLuchos. That's not Kadosh Baruch Hu was not kevei adin of zechiras chayt hamaraglim on tesbav. Kadosh Baruch Hu was kevei that this is going to be a bad tkufa for Klal Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu was kevei that because we did a certain kind of a chayt on a certain time, so now we were, what they call it, that we had the power to do it. Kadosh Baruch Hu was kevei. Kadosh Baruch Hu was kevei that this is now going to be a tkufa ra. Right? And therefore they're going to be new service that can happen in this. That's a chiddush. That's not a svaridika concept. Kadosh Baruch Hu was mechadish that idea. That the kufa when geula took place, and now Kadosh Baruch Hu said that future geulas will take place. Right? So that is the Ramchal and Derech Hashem towards the end. So he develops this idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu was kaveya certain realities to time. That a person on Pesach can have a certain kind of his errors, and a person on Sukkot can have a certain kind of his errors. But the idea of being machaving choice, that time itself, there's a presence to time itself. So the Ramchal holds it's one of the chidushim because Baruch was conveyed with every Yom Tov. That's not just remembering and thinking and respection. But the tkuf, the time itself, is a reality of the time itself. And that reality, when a person addresses it and engages it, so then a person will be misayir. Right? So, what Chazal are pointing out over here is, again, that Kadosh Baruch Hu was kaveya, a certain tchuna to that period of time. Ad kere kach, then that is a new reality. It's a... Is a a day on the calendar when bad things are going to happen, and it's not superstition. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduced that both in Geula and in Golos. So I was thinking, what are we supposed to understand from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduced this Chiddush in Geula and Golos? Tam Bukhrach, he could have introduced this Chiddush in, on the day that Yosef met his brothers. Right, he could introduce his Chiddush on the day that Moshe Rabbeinu met the Ribbono Shel Olam, this and that. Right. In other words, he didn't have to choose. There are other times in Jewish history besides Golos and Geula. It didn't have to be. So l'chaira, the idea of addressing that the time itself can be established and have a certain character. Right? And the Ramchal takes it the next step, that its character is such that it actually has the koyach to be me'orah, that you have the koyach to engage that character. But there are certain, the Ramchal understands, there are certain ideas and there are certain accomplishments a person can have on Tes Vav Nisan, which you could not have in Yod Nisan. You couldn't have on Tes Vav Nisan. The same person, the same, let's say, applying himself in the same way, but it's not going to happen. So why through Golos and Geula? So I was thinking that perhaps what the Ribbono Shel Olam was pointing out to us is that when you have Shlita over time, so that's the most masterful kind of Shlita. That's the most all-embracing kind of Malchus. The most all-embracing kind of impact. Right? To have an impact over Eitz and Valvodim, have an impact over Brios. Right. That's one level of Shlita. Right. But then for the Ribbono Shel Olam to say that because of our activities, so we're going to have an impact, and we have impacted in the nature of time. And that's what we discussed last week, when Rav Chaim Volozhiner points out the powerfulness of a person, how a person can impact on things. Shar Aleph, Nefesh HaChayim, the malchus of an individual. So this is a tremendous example of what Rav Chaim is developing. Because what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we were the one who changed the nature of Tes Vav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded that we were doing. So we were able to have a certain level of shlita on time and give it a certain, not just a character, but the ability to generate events. So if a person, it's a profound example of what Rav Chaim Volozhiner was saying. How people, Chaim Volozhiner was discussing in terms of an individual through one's davening learning can impact on what goes on b'shmei mara, and as a result impact on what goes on this world. So here we see again an example of HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged his world so Klal Yisrael can impact on the nature of time. So if we can impact the nature of time, so there can't be anything we can't impact. If Simcha Zizel points out in Parshas Korach, he points at the Ramban. And it's Mesillas Yesharim. But in Parshas Korach, he organizes these ideas. Vatiftach ha'aretz es piyo vativla oisom v'ez bateyim v'ez kol ha'odom asher lekorach v'ez kol ha'rechush. The Ramban says that the earth swallowed up. It's kol ha'odom, means all of the avodim, all the shvachis, all bnei bayis, right? And he said there were many different ethnic groups that were there. V'nenshu b'chlal ha'rechush shelem, He says, and he says it may have been Gerim et Teshavim that were there, and they all were, they all Nimshichu Achar et Atzosei Venenshu. They some were involved and were punished. So if Simcha Zissel says that he thinks, he says, all right, you'll tell me that the people that were in Korach's closed precincts, that they were involved in Korach's chait, they supported him, they applauded him, they were in fine. All right. But what about his kol rechush? Why did the property have to get destroyed? Right? Why would Kinyanei Mamai? So, if Simcha Zissel says that what Kadosh Baruch Hu is instructing us through this is that our physical property has validity because of what we do to it, what we do with it. Right? The zchus kiyum of our property is that we're going to use it for Avodas Hashem. Right? The moment that we don't use our rechush for Avodas Hashem, so in this way we're different. So our property has lost its validity, its raison d'etre, its purpose in this world. So he draws upon the Mesil Sisharim. It's a famous Mesil Sisharim. The environmentalists, 30, 40 years ago, grabbed onto this Mesil Sisharim because he quotes a Medrash in Kehelas. Medrash in Kehelas says, he says, Shalote kal tein datcha, Shalote kal kel v'tachri v'seilomi. It's Eilomi. Medrash Kehelas says, be careful that you don't destroy my world. So the end of the sentence is, because this is it. I'm giving you this one world, and there won't be another one. So the Sif Sharm explains, what's a Kadosh Baruch Hu? It wasn't taken by the environmentalists. So he wasn't agreeing with Sif Sharm. So what was he? He says, what was Kadosh Baruch Hu saying? Be careful. So Ramchal was addressing, was pointing out this idea that who mis aleh imusholeit ba'atzmo v'nidbak b'varo, who mis aleh v'olam atzmo mis aleh imo. That when a person is able to conduct himself properly and he's disciplined, it's a very interesting phrase, by the way, sholeit ba'atzmo v'nidbak b'varo. That's a yesod in Ramchal's thinking. Sheleit ba'atzmo is nidbak b'baroi. That's almost an identity. So if a person is able to be disciplined and be restrained, nidbak b'baroi, and he comes close, he's dveikus with the Rebbeinu Shlomo, who mis ala, he becomes a different kind of a person. And then Ramchal says v'ha'oilam atzmoi mis ala imoi, and he's an impact on the natural world around him. Ima odam nimshach achar oilam. If a person distances himself from the Ribbono Shel Olam, so then whatever contact he has with the physical world also begins to, it also gets ruined. So Rav Simcha Zissel says, so again, this, we know this. This happened in the Dora Mabel. Right? The Dora Mabel says, Kates called Basar, Bolifon of Yarl, they came as Arts, Vinay Nishchosa, Kishchis called Basar, is Dark El Arts. And Rashi says, "Afilu behema v'chayv oiv, nizkokin l'shein and minon." Right? Ramban says, "Shalei shomru gam lezetul doisam, v'isok kol abehema teirefes v'kol oiv doires." All right. So one could say that it means that the animals were following our models. That people had a certain impact. Conceivable. But more likely, this is all part of the Gzeres Hamokim. That once people were no longer in service of the Ribbono Shel Olam, so the entire infrastructure which is supposed to help people serve the Ribbono Shel Olam loses its legitimacy. So that's why. So when the Ribbono Shel Olam says, "Kates kol boser bolofon," I mean, what does it mean? It means that if the people of that door are not enhancing Kavod Shemayim, so the infrastructures they've engaged doesn't have a purpose anymore. No longer has lose its own validity. Right? So that's why it has to be. That's what we're supposed to understand from Kairach. It's called Rechusha because Rechush Kairach, its legitimacy in this world is going to help Kairach serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But once Kairach lost his opportunity to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, so Rechush Kairach also lost its legitimacy. So that a person can have an impact on his Rechush. So that's, and again, that's an idea that we can, I think we can absorb. Right? The Rechush that we have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. He gives it to us for a purpose. So if we engage that property, that material, properly, so we kind of shem shemayim with it. Right? So who oil of a kol elam or early imo? The person misuses his physical property. So we're comfortable with that idea. So who yoyrei a kol elam because it's lost its an opportunity. And we say, "Lasid lomoi, umol arz das Hashem." So I think Rav Kook says that that's the pshat, that it's one of the most misunderstood parts of Rav Kook's writings. Rav Kook writes that when it says "Uminchas Yehuda," kimei olu mochshon mikad meriyos. So Rav Kook writes that the Kadosh Baruch Hu focuses on the Korban Mincha. I think it's in Ezra 3, the other Shemana Esmer. So he has a line there, which Kedarki is very hard to understand, and people have misunderstood it to mean that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is focusing on the Korban Mincha because Lasad Lovei, there's not going to be any animal korbanos. Rav Kook writes in very fiery language. So sometimes one can see things that were not intended to be there. But he clearly didn't hold of that. That would be against the Rambam, against Halacha. The Rambam records all the korbanos lost of love. So we're going to have animal korbanos. What Rav Kook was saying in that passage was that the entire world will be like a korban mincha. Pshat is it just like a korban mincha? I take wheat and I mekadesh the wheat, and I'm using the wheat to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. So there'll be a tkufa that'll molard zas Hashem, v'gor zeib and kevus, where Kadosh Baruch Hu will be recognized and appreciated from all parts of the physical world. All right. So again, we can understand a zeranpin. We can understand a zeranpin that a person can appreciate a Kadosh Baruch Hu's the bria, beautiful presentations of the bria. Vast percentage of Bria. I understand. The prayer is going to be that and a much higher, much more profound darga. So what Simcha Zisel is pointing out is that this idea that a person has the ability that through his avodas Hashem to give meaning and significance to material goods that we can understand. Simcha Zisel takes that step further. He gives validity. He gives us chuskiyim to all of his to the physical world that he's been blessed, that he engages. All right, that's the way we learn from Kairach. That's what Rebbe Michal points out based on the Medrash Nikahelas. The Rebbe Simcha Zitzel says that's the way to understand the Yoni Dachas. Why does the Torah say it's kol shalot yikabeis al teich rechava, and you have to burn all the physical aspect of the Yirni Dachas? The point that the Torah wants us to understand is that the physical world in that city engaged lost its chuski. Because what gave it chuski and what gave it legitimacy, what gave it purpose, is that it'll help in the service of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right, so what we're suggesting is that concept can be applied to the entirety of the world, the entirety of Bria, and it can be applied to time. That's the what Chazal are pointing out by Yivku Ha'Ombalailo, that the entirety of Bria can be engaged to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. That B'nei Adam Klal Yisrael have been empowered to engage the entirety of Bria. And how can you take this idea to its furthest possible extent that a human being can fathom? Time. Once we talk about the physical world and even animals, and so it's easier for us to appreciate how we can be mekadesh many halachas, that we can mekadesh the world and see a kadosh baruch in the world. All right, those are ideas that we can train ourselves to think of it. So now, in Golus and Gula, kadosh baruch Hu says, you know how much kach a person has. You know how much a person can be mekadesh shem shemayim. He can create kufas that are good, and it can create kufas that are bad. It can impact on the nature of time. And since we, and I think it's what Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying, because we had Abechi Shalchinam, right? Abechi Shalchinam wasn't related to Tisha B'Av. It happened to be in Tisha B'Av. There's no Tisha B'Av before the Abechi Shalchinam. Right? But Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show us how destructive a human being can become. How, and that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu instructs us, how profoundly impactful a person can become. That's what the Nefesh HaChaim points out, we discussed last week, that one is a flip of the other. When you appreciate how we can impact on world events, then you can understand that we can impact the negative sense as well. Right? So in other words, that Sichai v'mari tiru, and it's moya v'ama in tiru v'sichai. Right? So it means that what happened is that because we were destined to get that piece of land, the Kadosh Baruch Hu brought about these battles. Right? Because we were destined to lose the base of Mikdash, Kadosh Baruch Hu brought about the Empire of Nebuchadnezzar, the Empire of Tifus. That's part of the of Tisha B'Av. So the powerful force that Kadosh Baruch Hu was invested, and that can be used for the most powerful good, and can become so destructive. So Zissel points out that Chazal point this out. Miyoyim shechore beis hamikdash mishnah and soita. Miyoyim shecharav beis hamikdash ein yoyim she'ein bei klola. V'lo yirada tal din bracha v'nitol tama peiris. That we don't appreciate what tal is supposed to do. Every time we have brachas tal, I always wonder what's the what are we davening for? What's the somebody once came over to me and said he's never heard of a tal drought. Right? Yeah. So I said, just enachanami, that's the point of davening for tal. Not to take it for granted. There could be such a thing as a tal drought. Right? What would be the impact? Because the grass wouldn't be so fresh in the morning. We don't have a brachas tal. Right? And Nusach Sfarad davens for, and it mentions the Shevach Kadosh Baruch Hu every day. So apparently the pshat is that we don't fully appreciate the brachas tal. Because we yom shenechar beis hamikdash, we don't have tal. We have a moshel of tal. Right? But this, and Rav Simcha Zissel points out that you see that Churban Bayis, Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed Churban Bayis to impact all of nature. Yom shenechar beis hamikdash, the skies aren't as blue as they used to be. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said Churban Bayis is going to impact all of nature. So it has to impact all of nature. Because if Churban Bayis is has to punish the Ribbono Shel Olam, right? If Churban Bayis is Siluk HaShechina, so Churban Bayis means that so much of the world is going to lose its legitimacy. So Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chazdoi allows the world to plopper along until Bias Goel Tzedek. When we say on Tisha afternoon, Shehitil Chamosel Eitzim Avonim, Right, so there's the first indications of nechama. Shehitul chamosal itzim avon. That the people did not, that the people got destroyed also. But that the Rabbonu Shel means the Rabbonu Shel unfurled the majority of his chema, majority of his anger on the eitz of Avon Beis Hamikdash. So again, the pshat is not just eitz of Avon. Pshat is that it was the eitz of Avon Beis Hamikdash. It was the eitz of Avon that contained the idea that people can be mekadesh material. There's the chesed that the mekadshim weren't entirely destroyed. The klal Yisrael was entirely rooted out. But etzem avonim means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed from the world the profound ability of a person to be able to bring kedusha, and we know it because we cannot, as of yet, be mekadesh truma and maestris, and we cannot as yet be mekadesh korbanos, right? We can still be mekadesh Yom Tov to some extent, right? but that we certainly know. But Eitzem Avonim means that there's a level in which a Kadosh Baruch Hu through Beis Hamikdash allowed us to accomplish. And that is a model for how we can infuse the entirety of the world with Kedusha. So that's what I'm suggesting. The reason why the Ribbono Shel Olam introduced this Chiddush into the world with Tisha B'Av and with Geula is because the Kedush Baruch Hu wants to give us an example of the breadth and depth of an impact that Kal Yisrael can have, the people can have. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give you, I'm going to show you, that every single time Tisha B'Av comes around, you're going to realize that it's a Tisha B'Av because of Achaton. And we're going to go through the various events that happen on Tisha B'Av. So we're going to realize that how did this night become established as a terrible, terrible night? So that's because of the chayt that we did, because of the chiyush of Shulchina. So then we'll begin to appreciate the not only the impact that people can have. That's certainly true. But then that gives us a sense of the extent of what Churban Bayis brought about. The Churban Bayis brought about not only changes in Klal Yisrael and the prestige of Klal Yisrael. Right? That's that deserves one Tisha B'Av, right? And how things would be different for Klal Yisrael. And then if things would be different for Klal Yisrael, so it would be different. The world would be a different place. Because of the sense of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's the awareness of the Ribbono Shel Olam, so that deserves a Tisha B'Av. And then our inability to daven, to get kapora, right? So the personal, you know, simcha that brings about, and the yeshuas that brings about, that deserves a Tisha B'Av on its own, right? And then the Yerid and Kvod Shemayim and Tzara Shechina, right? And when we think about the Yerida and Kvod Shemayim, so that again, that's a parsha in and of itself, right? That a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not, people are not aware of the Ribbono Shel Olam. But there's another parsha of Kvod Shemayim, because the Bria was in order to bring about the greater Dveikus. So that means that the entire purpose of the Bria is compromised. And then what we're pointing out now is that that idea that the entire purpose of the Bria is compromised, right? That we say in the Kina, it's the entire Kina that's dedicated to Kadosh Baruch Hu planning the world out. There's an entire Kina that's dedicated to the idea that, that when the Torah says Vayisa Soyu Vayu, oh, that's already the Golus that's implanted, that's imprinted in the Bria. The point of the Kina is to sharpen the idea that the entire purpose of the Bria is compromised. So if the entire purpose of the Bria is compromised, of course there should be some physical manifestation of that, and the skies will not be as blue, and the Tal will not be what it's supposed to be, and the Tama Peiris isn't what it's supposed to be. It wouldn't make sense otherwise. It wouldn't make sense that the Ha'olam Kimin Hagei Hoylech, and the entire purpose of the world is compromised. Right? There has to be that there should be an impact. Hashem Baruch Hu was Megalim, and Hashem Baruch Hu said, "I'm going to be Kaveya. This night is a night. This day, the day of service." So Hashem Baruch Hu was saying that, of course, the entirety of the world is going to be impacted. How do we see the entirety of the physical world? Even time. Even time can get a different nature, different characteristics, and that's the source of Nacham as well. It's just as a person's activities can be profoundly destructive, they can be profoundly constructive. That's why in Geula also, because Baruch Hu was Megala to us, that we have the ability to bring about Geula. We had Mitzvah Mitzrayim, so we were the ones that brought about the Geula through the Dan Bris and the Dan Korban Pesach. So therefore we had, because Baruch Hu said, you're going to have the ability to V'hoya Chodesh Hazeh Rosh Chodoshim. So that everything we said in terms of negative terms, and that was amply true in terms of positive terms. That means that people have the koyach to impact Klal Yisrael as the koyach to be back in position, to be to have the respect of the entire world. It means that the Klal Yisrael has the ability to bring to Baruch Hu's awareness of the entire world. It means that the entire Molod's Das Hashem. So of course the Bria is going to demonstrate that. It wouldn't make sense otherwise either. That the Bria is the purpose of the Bria is in place, and the Bria itself would demonstrate that. Ad Kerikar, that the time, the very nature of time would be impacted as well. That's the I think that's what Chazal were pointing out. You want to say? No, any Haaretz? Any Esau? Go ahead,
my
time.
Well, Rabbi said, for Nara Chaim, it could be an entice, everybody has some Rashi and Kindness. Rishon HaKonsal, the Rabbi simply says, Purim Pesach.
Yeah.
The Rabbi mentioned about the court case with the non-Jews, that same Gemara about in Av and Mountain, so
yeah.
It's like not only Purim, but it's the Gula Pesach also is part of that same.
Could be the fact of it. Okay.
What was Rabbi saying? The
Shatner
of Cook, it's not that
the Korbanos
are going to be
bottled, right? It says so there's a nusach over there that is misinterpreted to mean that Lasa Lover will only have Korban Minchas. So it's a misinterpretation of Cook, and then he wouldn't have said it. Shad is that what Cook is saying over there is that the most profound way in that the world can demonstrate a Ribbono Shel Olam is through vegetation. The Gorei Zeiv and Keves, alright, that's one way I'm demonstrating Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Right? But then if you're able to demonstrate the presence, right now, Because Baruch Hu chose that little snap to be Megal himself. So the most profound way in which we will be able to appreciate the Rebbe Hashem, he even speaks to us through Eitzim Avonim. So that's what he's pointing at. It wasn't referring to... It wasn't referring to the... that these would be the only kinds of Kervat. This is the kind of... this is the part of nature from which one will be able to... once we can appreciate the Rebbe Hashem through this part of nature, so then that's the purpose of the world brought to its fullest extent. So Molo Zazash. Well, that was a very an idea that I found very, very engaging. As a Jew in the very chosh of a Jew in Denver, Hillel Goldberg. I've heard him come across in a different context. A very fine talmud, a very fine person. See, say he wrote this in I'm not sure where he saw this, 3 years ago. He raised the question that we say that the Navi says that the tzaymes are going to become yimei simcha, right? So you should understand to mean that Bez Hashem, we're going to have a Tisha B'Av, and we're not going to be Bavelos, so it'll be a fantastic symbol. Right? We'll come to Tisha B'Av, and we'll say, how the service are done, Tam Medigma. We're kind of time again. Right? We changed the nature of Tisha B'Av. So this is every single time Tisha B'Av comes around, so we're going to say, remember, Zechoyim Yisraelim, when we used to sit around with the Kinnis. The day we had to repair ourselves for Avelos for 3 weeks. So we'll take in all the kinnis from and we'll miss the meach, that we don't have this kinnis anymore. That's what he used to think. So he said a much deeper idea. He said that it's easy to understand when you look at Shivas V'Tamos. Shivas V'Tamos was supposed to be a tremendous symbol. Luchos. Wasn't supposed to be second luchas, but one set of luchas. So there was a day of simcha. Shivas V'Tamos was supposed to be a holiday in the Jewish calendar. They got the luchas of Anam, that's Velikim. Right? The combination of Avruchnis and Gashmius, Pavas Achas, Neis Nigla. So every year we put the luchas, and it's called the simcha. Whatever, we're going to have a suffix. In a Muna, when he sees Yetzel like him, he sees the mem that's hanging there. Right? They don't have it. It's on the calendar. Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av was supposed to be the Meraglim came back. They're supposed to say, we're going to see Givaldi Ganisa. Don't believe what's going to happen. They have all these giants all over Israel. Right? It's a scary place. And the Bishop was going to do a cakewalk. We're going to walk and take it all over. Everybody was supposed to have such a muna that they were supposed to ready to roll, ready to go. We're going to see Nisim. We're going to see what they actually saw. They saw the walls of Yericho. Right? It was supposed to be such a day of Lech Lecha Chacham Avinbar. And every year at Tishra we'd say, look, what's going on? That they came back and said they were powerful cities, and they were, and we said, not a problem. Right? Not in the calendar. It's missing. It's not there. So I don't know how he works out the other 10 years. Probably there's a way to work it out. He said, that's pshat, that they're going to become Yimei Simcha. That the chiddush is that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to actually somehow, things are going to change the extent that we're going to recapture those days of Simcha. We're going to recapture the Simcha of Shavuos V'Tamos of having the Luchos. We're recapture the Simcha of the Emunah that we should have had in Yom Ragu. The fell, no. That's a wild good shot. Thank you very much. Helps to prepare for these days. It goes a lot of fun.